What's going on, y'all? Thank you for tuning in. You are now listening to Crave Reviews, the show where we talk about superheroes, anime, comic books, and manga. I'm your host, King Spider-Man, and this episode, I team up with my boy, Boss Frank, and Deshaun, that boy Kuro Creations on Instagram. So make sure y'all go follow us. You got underscore Boss Frank. Make sure you follow him. Yeah, so we have ideas about the second season of the One Piece Netflix adaptation. And we go into detail and talk about what we think they should do. So if you got any ideas, you got anything you think they should do with the One Piece Season 2, let us know. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Crave Reviews. That's K-R-A-V-V. E underscore R E V V I E W S to stay caught up on episodes, events, and special guests. Again, thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoy the conversation, leave a comment or DM us your take on it. King Spider-Man, enjoy the show. Which mean like who?
I want to say, you know, like Chopper. Chopper could be animatronic or I want to say all the shots have to be, but I feel like they could pull it off with a little bit of animatronic if they do it right.
The theory I be hearing on YouTube be about like them doing it like the way they do Grogu. It's kind of like it's practical with the puppet and shit, but then sometimes it's CGI when he be moving around and shit.
That nigga was a puppet.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Huh. Grogu.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell.
Nah, I thought it was all CGI. Everything is CGI.
No.
Except for one shot, I thought it was animatronic. For like one shot, probably.
Like every time he'll pick him up and
that's
the actual doll, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. When the stormtrooper was beating on him and shit.
That's crazy. But yeah, I'm either that, it's either animatronic or they need some top tier, you know, like CGI.
I don't think an animatronic is gonna do the job.
I don't know.
Who the fudge? In all honesty, wants to see an animatronic. Like, I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying?
Like, hey. I would like to see that, especially if they, you know, could do a new, you know, new age model. Because obviously we got the technology. So I think it would be nice to at least give it a test run and see how it goes.
You got to think about how Dark Crystal came out. Dark Crystal was good.
I thought this was a majority just puppet, like, you know. Like,
it was all puppet. It was Henson.
Okay, then. See, that's the difference. That's the difference between, you know what I'm saying, animatronic and puppet, though. You know what I'm saying? It's not just pulling strings and just... Animatronic, you could just, you know, like, kind of like the Chucky doll or, like, you know what I'm saying, like the those old... what was that? I'm trying to think. I think Pumpkinhead.
Pumpkinhead was, like, a guy in the costume, but I think they had animatronics with it too, but it wasn't a puppet though. Pumpkinhead was an animatronic. That shit was too big to make a puppet.
Obviously. But it's more about how the animatronic worked. It did pretty good.
It was a bit of both animatronic and the guy in the suit, because it's the same shit that was in Underworld. You know what I'm saying? Underworld had the werewolves really had a lot of animatronics in their head and everything, but the rest of that shit was a suit. But it was still some pretty good shit. But like, I don't know, because again, you got however Chopper is going to be brought across, but I don't think it should be that hard based on how it was with the delivery sequels or the, you know what I'm saying, male sequels, whatever it is.
Those were all CGI.
Yeah, that should look good.
I can pull that off.
But that's what, and it's like, it needs to look as good and flawless as it can possibly be. And then it's like, you also got, with that animatronic and Grogu, it worked because he was stationary for the most part while moving. And a lot of the action came from this nigga Mandalore, Mando getting into shit, not necessarily Grogu needing to like feed off of whatever the Mandalorian had going on. It was primarily about Grogu doing some shit, then Djarin holding him, and he might move and say something, or he might place him down, and he might move and do something, but it's not like a motherfucker like Chopper who's gonna be fully with the shit that needs to go on. And then, yeah, not to mention, Grogu was only Grogu. Frankie is somebody I'm gonna bring up, but Chopper has like 3 to 4 different forms to him.
Yeah.
So now, CGI Chopper when he little, cool. A nigga in the suit with a mask when he's big and swollen and shit, makes sense. The big ass deer version, probably gonna be another CGI. And the other shit they got going with him, but as far as that nigga Frankie, he's probably gonna be a nigga in the suit with a little CGI attached.
Well, Frankie, they did Popeye. That's basically the structure of his arms.
Nah, but I'm thinking more about his shoulders.
Well, that's post-time skip. You gotta remember, before, when they first met Frankie, he didn't look like a cyborg until he started using his weapons.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you kind of look at his forearms, you can tell it's something going on with him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially when it's, like I said, as far along in the story as it is now, Frankie got them big-ass hands, and then he got, like, some small hands that come out of those, so he can actually do shit that makes sense, like hold like his cell phone, bro.
If they actually make it that far,
that's gonna be CGI.
Bro, that's they're already hoping to do 12 seasons.
Yeah,
by the way,
and it's like out of the 12 seasons, I don't know how many. I mean, it's 1,000 episodes. It's 1,000 plus episodes.
Talk 12 seasons. That's a lot. That's a lot.
How many hours compact into an episode? Like, just one episode? That's...
I mean, I don't know. Because you still got some side stories. You got the other shit. Like, Chira Oda has built so much shit.
It ain't really a lot of side stories. It's just a bunch of small events.
Because that's a side story. If it only uses 2 episodes or 1 episode... I'm gonna say
that's the thing.
Those are episode fillers.
The fillers aren't really a part of the story. You feel what I'm saying? They don't really count. They're not really going to adapt any filler.
Okay, so they focus on main.
Yeah, they focusing on main shit. And, like, if you're a manga reader, you know about the cover stories across the cut. Now, those filler episodes, as a matter of fact...
But it all ties into each other. That's the only reason why I keep saying it. Like,
sometimes... Now, it's a whole arc that's a filler arc that doesn't tie into the main story. It's called, I think it was G8, but it was a marine base called Navarone. Apparently, they made it to where when they came out of Skypiea and they was falling and shit with the octopus and all that, they landed in the middle of the most secure marine base on the planet. And the art is fire as fuck. I'm gonna tell you right now, this is the most fire filler anime, the filler episodes of anime you will ever see. But it's filler. For a long time, I was wondering why nobody ever mentioned that shit, because the shit is really good. And then I asked Ryan, and he was like, oh yeah, because that's filler. Because, you know, at the time, I wasn't reading the manga. That's not on none of the cover stories, though. You know what I'm saying? That's just something they made up for the anime. So they're not... So, like, the only filler they probably would adapt would be shit like the shit with Garp and Kobe and training Kobe and Helldeppo. Those were cover stories. But in the anime, they showed that. You know what I'm saying? So in the filler episode.
Mm. That's why I was saying, like... If it's gonna be the main story, they could probably... With 12 seasons, I mean, they might make it all the way up to Joy Boy, but I don't know how they're gonna do that one.
Like, they've already skipped some shit that's canon, but kind of filler. The shit that really happened with Buggy after they beat Buggy. So they went to they skipped the whole island. It's an island with strange animals on it, and a nigga stuck in the chest with a green afro, Gaimon.
Yeah.
And okay, I remember that. Yeah, they had a whole couple episodes with him, and then after they leave, that's when they go fight Buggy, and then after he beat Buggy, Buggy ends up on that island too, but with his head, his feet, and his hands. So him and Gaimon, they bonding and shit. Him and Buggy became friends for real. So when the Buggy Pirates caught up to him, he tried to get Gaimon to join the crew. But Gaimon was like, nah, I'm going to stay here with my animals. All the animals look weird and shit. But that actually, you know what I'm saying? That's not, it's like kind of filler, but it's canon to the story. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's just something that just goes along with.
But they skipped it. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm just sticking to the story now. Because, when exactly did Zoro lose his eye?
During the time skip. Like, during that 2 years. We still don't know.
He lost it from that monkey.
No. We don't even know how. They never explained it. I'm caught up to the latest episode of... the latest chapter of the manga came out today. Or this past week. I'm caught up. They still ain't said nothing about that shit.
I thought he lost his eye when he was training with that monkeys. When what's her name really started fucking with him. What's his name?
Mihawk.
Because he was training with them bamboos. I could have sworn that's how he lost that shit.
It probably is, but they didn't show it.
That's how I remembered it. Because I remember that nigga being like... And trust that shit me. Was like, oh, shit. It was like, yeah, these monkeys ain't playing. Like, your ass better... These ain't no regular bad bones running around.
Like, that happened, but it didn't show anything about his eye. Because they was talking about that shit on YouTube. All the reviewers and all the One Piece community that do videos on YouTube, they was like, to this day, we still don't know what happened with his eye. That's one of the mysteries of One Piece.
Damn. What, the One Piece ain't a mystery enough?
Yeah. Man, it's so many mysteries, bro.
I believe you. Because it's always, this one's always going to be the one thing that makes me curious, is where does those, I know somebody said they came from the sky, but like, I really wanted to know about those little sea gods or whatever they are, the ones that was waiting in the mist, and like,
we still have, now, I think what it was, okay, we saw the shadows of the Skypeans, that's different. You talking about them shits looking like actual monsters.
I believe so. It was that one episode where Luffy them had got to probably like the edge of that mist. And mm-hmm. They could see that the monster or whatever was looking at them. And them boys hauled ass back across the sea. Ain't want nothing to do with it. But I got One Piece got some damn mysteries that... I
kind of
want to find out.
And like, a lot of them, a few of them were kind of touched on lately in the manga. And because in the island after Wano, listen, after Wano,
everything after Wano seems like it goes down.
Bruh, it's like, what happened? This isn't the same world that we left going into Wano. Like, we come out of Wano and everything is just on fire. Everybody's getting their ass whooped. You know what I'm saying? It's all kind of shit going on.
Yeah. There's people getting their ass kicked left and right. But
the arc is called Egghead Island. It's where they finally meet Dr. Vegapunk.
Because they want to meet this nigga because Frankie was obsessed with this.
Frankie blew up his fucking lab during the time skip. Huh?
Not even fuck this nigga.
So, Jamie Lee Curtis is probably going to be Dr. Correa.
But it's probably going to be dope. That's probably how we're going to
Jamie Lee Curtis,
from the Halloween movies.
Oh,
Halloween movies. all the Halloween movies.
Okay.
Michael Myers was trying to kill that bitch for years. Hank knew it.
He cut different. Chasing the same bitch for this many years. Go you, dog.
But she's going to be the old lady that raised Chopper. That's why I feel like they got to get Chopper right. Because they already got Dr. Coreja right.
That if they use Jamie Curtis.
No, they're going to use him. Because she already just tweeted out as soon as the strikes are over and they start, you know what I'm saying, and they come to a conclusion or whatever, I'm getting on the fan bandwagon to be this character.
Okay.
Yeah, she said exactly that.
Because not a lot between her and Glenn Close. Especially at Glenn Close's age right now, she looks exactly like that.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think? Jamie Lee Curtis or Glenn Close? That's a good question.
Not too familiar with Glenn Close.
101 Dalmatians.
She played Cruella De Vil. Cruella.
If I had to pick, it'll be probably, I don't know, because I'm kind of tired of seeing Jamie Lee. But
what do you mean tired? She ain't did shit.
I've seen Halloween. Her. Exactly. I'm tired of seeing her in goddamn Halloween. It's always there. Every Halloween, still her. She's there. I've seen her too many times.
Yeah, we all know the same thing.
But
why is this nigga trying to kill his sister so bad? Like, this nigga hates this bitch. She didn't really do that. She never did anything.
I wouldn't mind seeing Glenn Clark, you know what I'm saying, a little bit more.
Glenn Close?
Yeah, Glenn Close, yeah, a little bit
Glenn
more.
Close does not. I mean, Glenn Close's last movie was The Devil Wears Prada for her. That's big.
She's done something else recently.
Probably, but I'm not gonna lie to you guys, I'm black, and no disrespect. But a lot of movies that Glenn Close be in is for like white women. And I mean white women. Like,
yeah. Yeah. But man. Glenn Close, I could possibly see that. Maybe that's maybe.
I still think it should be Jamie Lee. Yeah.
Really,
especially hurt. Since she wants to do it. Yeah. And she's already a fan of the show.
Okay, now that
you know what I'm saying?
More sense.
Just hiring somebody to do it is different when you have somebody who's also talented actually want to do it.
Because what I also know is Loki season 2, bitches! I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But yeah. I feel like there's enough steam, enough money, and enough customer satisfaction for Netflix to get that shit right. I don't know what they're gonna do. And then especially with Chiro Oda being able to be like overseeing shit, I'm pretty sure he's not gonna be like, oh no. We gotta change this. Like, this has to look. Cause Chopper G is again, Chopper, Frankie, fucking Soul King are gonna probably be the most difficulty as far as believability and functionality with the rest of the people. Cause everybody else is a person. Gene Bay's gonna be a nigga in a suit. Everybody else is bipedal. The next nigga they'll probably have to work on if they ever get that far and decide to use them is that one nigga that's inside that head. Chicken legs.
Oh, from Whole Cake Island?
Yeah, I think it was given.
Man.
What's the lion face nigga name?
Pull up Big Mom Pirates, bro. We gotta get that name right. I can't remember his name. I don't want to butcher it.
What's the nigga name with the lion face?
Pedro. No, you talking about Absalom?
Absalom.
In Thriller Bark.
Absalom ass in trouble.
No. Pedro. Absalom is from Thriller Bark.
Pedro is the
mink.
That the...
Yeah, he didn't have a lion
Dracula
face.
Nigga went to.
No.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, it's not. They're two different people. So, the nigga with the lion face is Absalom from the Thriller Bark Pirates. The nigga that fought The guy we're talking about is Pedro from the Mink tribe. And he's a jaguar.
You talk about that jaguar with the Jerry Curl with the...
Yeah, and he smoked.
Oh, yeah, nah, okay.
Yeah, that's who fought him, yeah. Yes.
I know I seen that one scene.
Absalom is a different... It's a whole other character. He's actually a human. He just has that lion part. Grafted onto his face.
I believe what Jahad talking about is that I've seen that fight scene though with Luffy and him got into it, bro. He started to pick up his speed with his gap.
With cat faces that wear capes and uses a rapier.
Yes.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's
it. But see, the thing is with Absalom, he also has a crown. But it's not a traditional crown. It's like some kind of Catholic crown. Like the Pope. So I guess it's not so much as a crown. It's probably another name for it. But like that, it's got like a round. It looks round.
Oh, it's like, yeah, I know what you're talking
about. No,
I'm talking about. It kind of is like a crown.
I think the guy's name is Tamago. Because when he was fighting Pedro made that nigga evolve. He kept going back to an egg. He had to turn into something else. Pedro was bringing it out of his ass. I think it was like he and each form had a different name. Yeah, Whole Cake Island was some shit.
That wasn't Whole Cake Island, dude. That was way before Whole Cake Island.
What? He's part of
Whole Cake Island yet. I don't see this nigga nowhere in this island. He was a chicken nigga. All right, here you go. His name is Night Tamago.
Mm-hmm.
Night Tamago.
Mm-hmm. And when he evolved, his name changed. Yeah, that's Whole Cake Island. That's what happened. On Whole Cake Island.
Damn, it was on that shit for like...
For a long time.
Damn, 100 episodes. Because, bro, that shit is a lot of shit.
Lickety-locked. Bro, this nigga is back in Wano, bro.
Yeah,
Per Sparrow is back in Wano, bro. With his lickety this and lickety that. But since he's the guy who killed Pedro, let's put it more accurately. Pedro died fighting him. But he didn't kill Pedro. Pedro blew himself up. But he did that so the Straw Hats could get away. Because Per Sparrow had him fucked up with that candy.
Yeah.
That's another thing I'm worried about.
It's literally, yeah. Like, you would die, I would die, yeah. Just trying to remember back, I'm definitely going to get those two.
Yeah, because the niggas look similar, right?
And they got the same thing. They both got a sword. See, this is what I'm thinking of, and this is exactly how...
That's Pedro.
Yeah, but this nigga, what's name, is the same nigga. He just got a dark color.
Where Epsilon at? Yeah.
Okay. Nah, these are just all the...
Pedro.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, all that's Pedro.
These ones in particular, because I was trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looks just like that. Dude.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, who the hell am I thinking?
But you pull up Epsilon, and he's going to look similar.
I guess it's a lion with a sword.
Yeah. But he's really a human. You can see the rest of his human parts. It's just this part of his face. Is the lion or whatever?
Who am I thinking about? I don't know. Was that a cheetah? That episode? That
was a cheetah. We were just kind of looking at.
No, he was a jaguar.
Look at this.
Look just like that nigga.
Got a crown thing on his head.
Look like a mountain lion or something.
He looks just like that nigga.
Oh, who I'm talking about? It was. Episode
Absalom.
Luffy was fighting
Rob Lucci.
I think so.
When he turned into a jaguar.
I'm not sure. Probably was, but I know he was more like his power was more like speed based. I don't know if he was a jaguar or a cheetah, but I believe bro had like a hat or a bucket hat or something. And then it was just
with the top hat.
Yeah,
it was the top hat.
Yeah, Rob Lucci wore a top hat.
Something. popping. As you guys can tell, I'm not that much of a big fan of One Piece. But I've still seen a little bit to where it's like, I know of it.
It's not a crime to not be a big fan of One Piece. Get the fuck
out! Since being in this community, you know what I'm saying, and you watch anime and you're not a, you know, a One Piece fan, niggas look at you different. You know what I'm saying? like you repping the wrong set. Like, what?
Yeah. Like, what? You don't like One Piece?
There's a lot of stuff.
Get the rope.
Yo, get this nigga.
Who y'all think? What y'all think? Okay, so another thing I've seen online, they're saying that Nico Robin needs to be of color. What do y'all think?
What is she initially in the anime? Like, she American woman?
So, if you ask me, she look like a white woman. But, Ichiro Oda says, well, I guess it's still technically white, but Ichiro Oda says, I think he had her nationality as Russian.
Which makes sense, because her name is Nico. Like, Nico Phillips.
I don't think y'all should do that, you know.
I mean, I'm looking at all the pictures and I really can't say I see. I mean, if he thinks this is tan or brown, then like he's.
And it's a lot of people that saying, you see how her color is right there?
Yeah.
They're saying post time skip, Nico Robin's color just changed. She was whitewashed, is what they're saying. And then, you know, some people say it's because she spent that time on that bridge in that cold environment.
Yeah, her skin color changed.
But she wasn't there that long. She left with the Revolutionary Army. But at the same time, you know, people's skin color do change with different types of weather.
But that's what I was just going to say. That would have been an homage. Post-time skit, Nico Robin.
That's pretty.
This is
her as a little girl.
She's not dark.
She's not dark, but she has more color in her skin than she does.
I mean, she still looks like a white woman.
Yeah,
that's what I said. That's what I said too, right? You know what I'm saying?
None
of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
If this is how, you know, a white person or a person of no melanated background is going to be drawn in anime. She could be Yugoslavia. She could be German. She can't be Hindu. She can't be. She could pass for a Spaniard.
Mm, yeah.
The Spanish people it's all white people.
It'd be kind of like those little half Mexican.
Like what we were just watching on Ocean's 13. Like
half Chinese.
That's how a lot of them motherfuckers look in real life. Again, Cameron Diaz. Who would have known?
Her name is Diaz.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what you're looking at and what you're saying, it's like
just
that shit
don't just, add up.
That shit wouldn't match it for me until I really just sat there and said, Diaz. And it's not like by marriage either. Like, that's her name. Like, oh shit.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
It's just I'm done. I'm thinking about it now. Like,
This is a fan drawing
of Nico Robin,
and now she's Hindu.
Yeah, he just wants her to be something so bad. There's another one,
which is probably the actual.
Yeah, he was like, man, I do better than that.
And that's why they wanted to make her like that, because she got, you know what I'm saying, like brush. You know what I'm saying? So. Sorry, Ryan.
But, I mean...
She's Russian.
Yeah, like, I mean, she's... She could be...
Sorry, bro.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with her being Russian.
Yeah, like, we all have... You know,
let those. Four kids tell her she's from Texas.
Why Texas?
Man, look, four kids... The four kids anime dub, when One Piece first came over here, they had Robin talking, like, with a deep southern Texan accent.
I get that.
Only because she had the fucking cowboy hat on in Alabasta.
Yeah, we can make her Russian. I'm down for it, you know.
And it was, like, if you watch clips of it on YouTube, it's so weird. It's like, that doesn't feel right. They got Sanji sounding like he's from New York, from the Bronx or something. like old timey, like 1930s Bronx.
You know that shit. Like, you know that shit should be like in those little band. You know the band cartoons that just get banned and you never see them again.
Yeah,
that need to be in that section. You know, just like that shit. Just logic. Banned.
Oh my god. But yeah, that's why I said that a lot of times. We don't need. We got enough blacks. We got the Fishmen.
Yes.
We got fucking Usopp. And motherfucking Yasop and Brook, like we got enough niggas here.
Yeah.
Oh, and Jinbei, like we good. Jinbei's a part of the Fishman, but he needs to get mentioned by himself. Like I'm just saying.
Hey, yeah, Jinbei. That's brother Jinbei.
That's brother Jinbei. Jinbei.
They call him Martin Luther Jinbei. We're gonna put some respect on that name.
Oh, man.
They call him Martin Luther Jinbei.
Is he the fish man?
The fish man.
Oh, those brother that was speaking that in that march.
Yeah.
Right on, brother. Right on.
Right on. I ain't doing it. I ain't going. Oppress us. Oh, shit.
He could have clearly said, and I am not enthused. Like,
they made sure he could have said, that is a nigga.
He could have said it just like that, and I am not enthused. He was like, I ain't going. I ain't, and I ain't. And I'm like, all I hear is, I ain't. I don't give a fuck about the bottom. I ain't just keeps replaying over and over in my head. And I ain't. I'm like, oh, this is a nigga.
Yeah.
So, with the Fishmen being as black as they was, do we think Jinbei is going to follow in their footsteps? Or is he going to be more like,
whitewashed? I am not enthused. I feel like...
I don't think...
You need certain characters to do certain things. Because by right, the cultural... And like flavoring and just like attitude wise, it was a black man that was playing, you know what I'm saying, Arlong. But the culture amongst the rest of the Fishmen, it just seemed like a more, you know what I'm saying, black culture. However, we all know the nigga that was playing Lips, that was a white man in there. That was a white man in that costume. Yeah. That wasn't a nigga. We know that, you know what I'm saying, amongst them, there's other people playing that character. So it's like when it comes down to motherfuckers having to actually voice and be like that person, like I didn't get Arlong being a nigga from anime or the manga. But it took for him to say it the way he said it in the motherfucking
his whole swag.
Yeah, his whole demeanor.
Yeah. Was,
that's what brought that. And again, no matter what this nigga Jahad says, I get. But if you're not excited about the actor or have some type of notability when you're taking on a notable character, again, you only got Robert Downey Jr. and then you got Benedict Cumberbatch. Those niggas embody Sherlock Holmes. You have Sherlock Holmes. He's a notable nigga. You have Watson. It's elementary. But if it wasn't for Jude Law and then having my mans from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Not Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He was from, even though he was with S.H.I.E.L.D. and Marvel, but he was also...
No, he was with the government. I know you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah. Agent Ross.
Agent Ross.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Ross bringing his flavoring with Benedict Cumberbatch is like... Those people are what's going to make that character relatable in real life. So it's like, for the nigga that I didn't know who played Arlong, did a damn good job bringing Arlong into our, you know what I'm saying, relatability as far as discrimination. Arlong wasn't pissed because he was an evil motherfucker. He just felt pissed because of discrimination. And that discrimination led to him realizing he's stronger than the motherfuckers that's discriminating against him. So fuck these niggas. I'm gonna take their shit.
Fishman karate.
So now, you know, I'm not gonna do Fishback Karate. That one nigga with the ponytails, because he's an actual student of Jinbei. Yeah, Arlong don't do Fishman Karate. Arlong didn't do Fishman Karate in nothing. That nigga has a big ass sword that's made like shark fins, and he's strong as shit. Like, he don't do nothing but just terrorize shit.
He's more like a brawler.
Yeah, he's a bruiser, what they would call him. He's just here to fuck shit up. He's a bruiser. But then you got his homie with the two pigtails. That nigga, like I said, does Fishman Karate, but that's because him and Jinbei was actually studying that. Or then you got the nigga with the lips. He don't do Fishman Karate. He just spit shit. Let the power begin. So, you know, with that being said, that's what I'm saying. Like, bringing it back to who you gonna find to play Frankie. Who's gonna bring that character to life? Who's gonna voice Chopper? Probably one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles voices.
Which that I wouldn't have would a problem with. Perfect.
Yeah, I mean, because Chopper has that small voice.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you, I mean, but then at the same token, Chopper's CGI, or puppet, well, I hope it's not puppet, but since he's CGI, you can really just get the same nigga that does Chopper's voice on the show to do his voice like that, and then have the character that's gonna play him as a human. Because his voice does get a little gruntier at that size. So that's okay. You can change that. You can have that voice and that actor match. But anything outside of that, it has to be the original nigga. Unless you do, like I said, one of the guys from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, one of those kids. Shout out to the makers of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem. That was
yes. And we're talking about you. You talking about you, Mr. Seth Rogen.
Of like actual Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Ninja,
like the emphasis on the teenage.
With my chopped cheese.
And them niggas like really acted like, and she was like, ain't y'all gonna take this serious? They all looked at her and was like, and just kept going. It just kept going. I was like, man, that is perfect. And that fight scene set to No Diggity, that shit. I watched the movie again just to see that part. That shit was epic.
So this is now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Anyway,
that's what we're looking at.
So, Frankie, I guess his arms ain't gonna be that hard. It's his gonna be arms, when them bitches start opening up and shooting.
Yeah, that shit gonna be great. That mohawk, the makeup to make him look like he was pieced together.
You think they're gonna give him that chin?
They got to.
They didn't. Nah, they didn't. They didn't really give him Nepo his chin. Yeah, Nepo got a pronounced chin too, a butt chin.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. But it's not that bad, and it's not that pronounced. You know what I'm saying.
Technically, I really didn't notice Sanji's eyebrows. So
I had noticed that when I had seen.
Did
you notice that they
didn't
swirl them bitches?
Yeah, that was a big thing about when the trailers came out and they first showed pictures of Sanji. That was one of the things people said. Why he ain't got the eyebrows? Mm-hmm. And all the One Piece YouTubers collectively was like, bro, the fuck up. Of course they're not going to do that. You can't do that and make it look real. You know what I'm saying? Like, and make it make sense. You know what I'm saying? Because eyebrows don't do that.
How the fuck did they change Nami's tattoo like that?
So, what I'm thinking is,
but I still didn't see that part.
So in the anime and the manga, she supposedly got that tattoo removed, or it was fashioned in a way to look like something else. It was like filled in and shit, and the parts that I guess didn't, whatever. You know what I'm saying? She did another tattoo over it, and it was supposed to be a cover up. Now in real life,
the hard part is the thing she covered it up with on the live action. She was the shit that she has on her shoulder now and in the manga.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. But it's like basically trying to cover up a sideband tattoo. Like, you know how that shit looked like a Power Rangers helmet in the circle? That's exactly how Arlong's tattoo looked. So there's no, that tattoo would have been this, that shit would have damn near been down her bicep to cover how big of a circle that had shit inside of it. Mm-hmm. But instead, it was just like a red mark, like it was removed somehow.
Yeah.
And then something new put there. But it's like, you just smack this nigga in the back of the head and we jump to the next scene and you sitting at your mom's grave with like just... like purposely, like damn near making sure her shoulders in a shot show that this has changed to the one that everybody knows from the anime and manga now.
Yeah,
like pinwheel. This L, it's like an L shape.
No, it's a pinwheel and with a tangerine on the top. That's what the ball part is, and then the rest of it is supposed to be a pinwheel. The pinwheel is her like ode to the guy. I think his name is Enzo, the police guy with all the scars in his face.
Yeah.
So when she was a baby, she was crying all the time, every time she seen Enzo. So what he did was to keep her from crying every time she seen him, he put the pinwheel on his hat, on the top of his hat. So every time she saw the pinwheel, he'd come around, it would make her laugh. You know what I'm saying? And they didn't do it in live action, but he actually wore that shit, like kept wearing that shit forever. Yeah. So,
because she made a tangerine pinwheel for her mom before she left in live action.
That's how they adapted it.
So when they
her mom used to make the pinwheels out of the tangerine.
They probably are the same niggas, but I'm gonna say in the anime. When Robin had first got on the ship, those were the fishmen, weren't it?
When Robin first got on the ship,
yeah.
No, she got
sent. No, when Robin joined the crew, they went to Skypiea.
Oh, to Skypiea to get that ass.
No. I'm talking about when she was. It was after her mom was killed in the anime, and she got on that boat. And
no, that wasn't Robin.
I don't.
Wait. After her mom was killed,
yeah, she got on the boat and. She was like, I'll work real hard.
No, that wasn't Rob. You thinking about the Fisher Tiger story. Wait a minute.
You talking about...
It might have been. I gotta go back.
It was on the ship, and bro had ended up throwing his gun over the ship, and he was like, to show they were not monsters like them. He was a blue-looking nigga, and I think there was a red one.
The only red fish man I can think of is Fisher Tiger. So yeah, that was the Fisher Tiger shit. When they saved the they had saved a village or something. Okay. Side note. This is how hard this nigga Fisher Tiger is. If Jinbei is Martin Luther Jinbei, this nigga is Malcolm X. Straight the fuck up.
He's fighting for that mark.
First of all, this nigga literally climbed the red line. And just to give you some context on the red line is the only continent in One Piece. And it stretches
down the middle
around the world.
And it stays intact.
Yeah, yeah, down the middle. Like it's like the prime meridian.
Okay, so it stays intact.
Yeah, it's the only solid piece of land that's the only thing that you can consider a continent. And it's as high as the fucking clouds. The only people who live on top of this continent are the celestial dragons. The people who think they're so holy, they can't even breathe the same air as other people. Yeah. When they go out in public, they have this fucking bubble on their head, like this suit. You know what I'm saying? So they can only breathe air from Marie Joie. That's the name of the place.
Which is so hilarious because you're coming down to sea level, so that air is going to be so much more abundant. Like, they can just be like, whoa.
But this nigga Fisher Tiger back in the day climbed the red line. Climbed up that bitch. Like, by himself, no equipment, bare hand. Swam up to that bitch, climbed, and freed all their slaves. That's how the Fisherman Pirates got formed. So they have this brand that they put on you that's kind of like a dragon's foot. You know what I'm saying? It's a circle, and it's three claws and another claw on the bottom.
Yeah.
So when he freed all the fishmen who had that brand, they covered it up with a brand of the Sun, and they became the Sun Pirates.
Sun Pirates is who.
And Gene Bay was on that crew. Arlong was on that crew. And Fisher Tiger was the captain. Gene Bay and Arlong, and there's a couple others. I think Hachi was on that crew too. But they didn't. What happened was they had the little girl with them. Yeah, that's how the little girl got on their ship. And they promised to take her back, even though they didn't like humans. But Fisher Tiger was like, nah, we're not gonna act like you. You know what I'm saying? Like that. We're gonna take her home. So when they took her home, fucking CP5. Yeah, this was back before CP9 and CP0. CP5. Well, actually, they all existed. They was just, you know, the characters that we know that we were have been following in the story were a part of CP5 at this time. So, somebody told that Fish and Tiger was there because they were pirates and fishermen, you know what I'm saying? And CP5 killed Fish and Tiger. Destroyed. They ambushed him. After he delivered the little girl home. Those same people called the Marines.
Dirty motherfuckers.
And then technically those weren't the Marines, those were fucking government agents. It's different.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
Between
the
Marines
and the government. Yeah, Cypherpol is not the Marines. Them niggas is.
We
something
hate
different.
Y'all.
The Marines is very different.
We hate y'all niggas.
But yeah, so when they brought Fisher Tiger, they ended up rescuing Fisher Tiger though, or he ended up making it back to the ship. He had a chance to live. All he needed was a blood transfusion. But the only way he was going to be able to do it was if he got some blood from a human with similar blood type. Mm-hmm. There was a human around with similar blood type, I think possibly, or it was maybe they just had the possibility. But he was like, nah, I don't want to do that. Because he didn't want to mix his blood with no humans.
He wanted that shit to be pure.
Yeah.
Pure,
but he told them niggas,
pure stepped on.
Don't let the hatred consume you. Don't let it roll over into the next generation.
And you know what happened?
It rolled over. <into the next generation>. That's how you get idiots like Horty Jones when they got to Fishman Island. That nigga.
It's the Fishman. That's what I said, bro. I just feel like the next season with Smoker is probably going to be our first taste of how these arcs might actually go.
Yeah. It'll be our first Logia user with Smoker, which Smoke is easy to do. I think Sand is fairly easy to do too for Crocodile.
Yo, what's my man's name, bro? I forget his name every time. He's the other nigga with the bucket hat, the big dude. Yeah, I know he talked about him.
Bartholomew Kuma. The tyrant.
This nigga, he's cold. I want to see him walk
around. And then we like
to see
So, the pawpaw fruit is way more important than we think. So,
but
here's the latest One Piece theory, bro.
White deal was fucking breaking reality.
Yeah.
Kuma cold. But this nigga Whitebeard will be like,
boink. Boink.
That's it. Fuck your whole dimension up. Like, do you understand what
I'm telling you, bro? Whitebeard would grab the fucking air.
That nigga said,
bro, that nigga said,
this nigga grabbed the air and tilted the entire fucking sea.
Jeez.
The island, the whole Marineford, or Marine Ford, however you want to say it. The sea, everything was going different ways.
That nigga,
bro.
That nigga was strong as fuck.
And this is nigga on his deathbed.
Yeah.
He wasn't even in his prime.
He had a sword in him. He had a hole in his chest.
No, before the fight even began, you know, Whitebeard was old. Whitebeard was old, and he was sick. He was dying. He was already dying. But he took off, like, because remember, okay, so when Shanks went to go see him, the first time we see Whitebeard in the series, that nigga, he's sitting on in his chair and shit, but he hooked up to IVs and shit. He got shit going up his nose and shit. You know what I'm saying? He got patches, he got, you know, shit monitoring his heart and shit. And the two, he got nurses around him and shit. Yeah, he was really fucked up. He was really going his way out. But that nigga showed us that that don't mean shit.
Right.
Watch this nigga.
Nigga put a hole in his chest.
They making it so you can kill people from your home. We need to get this. I'm sorry. But that's what I'm saying. People gotta realize, man, at the end of the day, next season and the seasons after, it's not gonna get any easier. That nigga made it a point and has kind of drawn himself into a corner that it's like, yo, at this point, whatever we start doing with this live action, you still got people. What's going on in the anime? The shit only gets bigger. Shit's only get better. Shit's only get brighter. I don't know how important it is. I feel like after they really kick it, like, because for me, my big sale is going to be Brooke. Because there isn't anything in between. Like I said before, Jean Bay goes in a suit, makeup. Chopper has a real human form from the human fruit.
Well, that would be a kind of big, slow.
Yeah. And then, like I said, which are actually smart for the series to just cap the whole entire Frankie thing, but it's gonna piss everybody off. But if they just like, oh, he's just gonna stay in this form.
What, even post time skip? Just stay? No. Because here's the thing about that. He when he was in that Vegapunk's lab for them 2 years during the time skip, he was improving.
But he was in that form when, because,
It's certain shit that it's just not gonna work with, because he gotta have the big shoulders.
That's what I'm saying. Like he had that form when they met him with the doctor. So it's not like he didn't get that form after, because when she was explaining his story to motherfuckers, it was he had that transformation. It's just the other shit is what he developed, I think, with her, and then I think the other medical shit he was starting to get from Dr. Vegapunk. Because he was able to be that big monster thing, because remember, that's why they attacked him. Because he was like, well, I'm standing and I'm talking and they don't like me. So then I could probably go over with the humans, and then he turned into that thing and then they attacked him.
Okay, I was talking about Frank. You're talking about Chopper.
Yeah, I'm talking about Chopper.
Okay.
Because Chopper.
So it wasn't Dr. Vegapunk, it was Dr. Hiraloo.
Hiraloo.
Chopper's doctor was Dr. Hiraloo. Okay. Vegapunk, you haven't even seen Vegapunk yet.
Right.
He only gets talked about.
Yeah. Okay, well, Dr. Hiraloo is who Chopper was with before he, you know what I'm saying, got with. But that's what I was saying, just to skip the whole CGI part, is if they were to keep him in that form.
What, in the big, regular human form? Nah, that wouldn't work, because here's the thing. It would probably work just aesthetically, but for story wise, it wouldn't make sense for him to have for the Marines to issue his 50 berry bounty. So that means something. The Marines are supposed to think that Chopper, even in the anime, they think Chopper is a pet. They don't even know he's an actual member. Nigga, in Wano, he just body slammed the fuck out of Queen, which is one of Kaido's subordinates. You know what I'm saying? So they don't even know Chopper's a real threat yet. And the reason for that is because he looks so small and cute
all the time. Well, that's why I said it's a workaround. Because you have the anime.
I can see how they're gonna do it. They're gonna do it like they did in The Amazing Spider-Man. Nigga in a suit, but still CGI'd over.
You talking about like how they did with High Voltage? I mean with
They do that with Iron Man.
The Amazing Spider-Man? Yeah, you talking about
Electro.
Electro, that's what
you call that nigga High Voltage.
No. The Lizard. The Lizard, Dr. Connors.
It was a nigga in the suit.
It was in the first Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah. Amazing Spider-Man.
Dr. Connors. I thought that was all CGI.
It was, but it was a nigga in the suit. He was in a suit and they CGI'd over him. It was a big nigga in a suit, though. And they ended up just CGI'ing over him. So that's why I think he'll be able to do it.
That's how they do Iron Man.
They do, but they got certain parts on him, though.
Yeah, he'll have the chest plate.
And shit. Yeah. But he might have the helmet on for this scene, but they might have the open helmet for this scene. But this is somebody that's going to be the size of an open look.
They can
put a nigga in a suit still.
They can get Mini-Me to do that shit.
Oh, man. R.I.P. Vernon Troyer.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Or they can get,
the other guy from Pirates of the Caribbean.
I didn't even think about him. Yeah, that's exactly who they need.
Two famous niggas was Vernon Troyer and that guy.
Or what's the name? Who played? I don't know why I can't think of his name, but he played the dwarf in Endgame that helped Thor make his hammer.
Oh yeah, I know.
He was in Pixels.
I remember that one come up.
Damn, I can't remember his name. Why I can't remember his name?
I never really knew his name. I just know. I just know him from my face.
But then again, they might do it like how they did, bro, with Rocket Raccoon. How they had just had him again in the suit, and they just CGI him as a Rocket, and he voiced. What was his name? He played as the what's his name?
Who did that shit? So the way they did that shit, nigga had on the CG the green suit,
yeah,
and he'll still make the motions, and they'll CGI.
I think it's the same dude.
It's fucking Taika Waititi. Doing this shit. No.
Oh, yeah. You talking about when he played the rock nigga?
Rocket. No. Yeah, Taika Waititi is fucking what's his name, ain't he?
Yeah. That's rough. Or, I'm a rock.
No, his brother. His James Gunn brother does the thing for, what's his name, for Rocket. The stand-in Rocket.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You talking about the guy
from Hangover.
No,
James Gunn's brother is the guy who plays the
guy. You're talking about his movements, not the voice.
Yeah, just his movements. Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought he was the voice for him.
No, the voice for him is
the nigga from Limitless. You ever seen Limitless?
Yeah.
That's him. That's who does Rocket's voice. As funny fact, he was also in Dungeons and Dragons as that little nigga. He was that little dwarf nigga.
Oh yeah.
You don't remember? That was him. Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah. Sitting in that big ass chair.
That nigga had to hit the dither stick as a walking stick, but it's like a wand to everybody else. Oh yeah, I still got the walking stick you gave me. You can have it back if you
want. Oh yeah. Okay, I know. Letty's lover.
Letty's lover. They didn't call her Letty. That was not her name.
Until I die.
Letty. That would have been funny as fuck if that nigga Toretto just went and came out of the movie. She fights the stone dragon and that nigga said, Letty, let's go. Hits the dragon, the stone dragon with the car. Chris Pine is like, what the fuck is that? Like, she's like, where are we going? Who are you? I like midgets. It's all good. You don't remember this? It's the wrong movie.
They made one mistake. You didn't destroy my car.
Dominic Toretto. Get the fuck from over here. Toretto. But yeah, that just lets you know. Right there. That.
That's what he told Jason Momoa, for real, bro. He told Jason Momoa, you made one mistake. You didn't take my car. And that nigga drove off the side of a fucking dam while it was exploding.
With a child in the car.
With a child under 18 in the car.
If they live, DCFS definitely has a lot to talk about. Dominic Toretto. Those are pretty much, I feel like that's the only workarounds we got to look at. They gotta make sense.
Brooke definitely gonna be a puppet.
Yeah, I get you to the
I don't want Brooke to be too much of a puppet. Because like I said before,
maybe they can combine the puppetry with CGI. Cause that fro definitely gonna be CGI.
I mean, just him in general, because for one, unlike the anime, you can't make lip shapes and movements with a skeletal mouth. Like it's just gonna be open and closed.
So I can see probably like, I think half of it may be, you know what I'm saying, like mask and half CGI. I can see that because I've seen him, you know, do some good, latex or whatever they use for like masks to where it actually looks like monster faces or